leading the news this morning. After months of fierce fighting and bloodshed, the Ivory Coast former president Laurent Gbagbo is this morning in custody. He was arrested by troops loyal to the elected president Alassane Ouattara. The UN believes more than 1,000 people have died and at least 100,000 have fled the country since the fighting erupted. It's an historic shift in defence policy that will change the face of Australia's military. In the wake of this latest sex scandal, the federal government will clear the way for women to serve in combat roles. Defence Minister Stephen Smith says he intends lifting the ban on women serving in areas such as the infantry, artillery and the special operations forces. Libya's rebels have rejected an African Union plan to end the fighting. After talks with the delegation, they say they can't support a truce that keeps Colonel Gaddafi in power. Earlier, the Libyan dictator agreed to the ceasefire. An explosion at a metro station in the Belarus capital Minsk has killed at least 11 people. Eyewitnesses have reported seeing smoke rising from the station in the city centre. They say passengers were stepping off a train when the blast occurred. Dozens of other people have been injured, and it's still not clear just what caused the explosion. And it's the royal couple's last public outing before the big day. Despite a downpour, an enthusiastic crowd of around 15,000 turned up to greet Prince William and Kate Middleton. The pair opened a new school and handed out medals at a sports carnival.